Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna
really. Hey everybody, it's D-Con, Dylan Conley with another episode of the Bomber Buzz today. We got a great episode today. Big game tonight. The Lake Hamilton Wolves are going to welcome us to their house. The Mountain Home Bombers will head into this 6-1, their best record since 1986. And if they, you know, keep winning, it's going to continue to be the best record since 1986. Since that team started 9-0 that season, they lost in the first round of the playoffs that year. Our special guest today will be Jennifer Drury and her Bomber Bell dancer, Olivia McCoy. I hope you guys are going to enjoy that segment. It's going to be pretty fun coming up here later in this episode, but a lot of great things happening in Bomber Nation the last couple weeks. Of course, our Bomber tennis team, they came home Class 5A state champions, and Pierce Blackman and Finley Chaffin, who we had on last week, were state doubles champions. They actually went to the overall state tournament a couple days ago. They came out, they were defeated, actually, in the state semifinal. They lost to Little Rock Catholic, but a heck of a job by those two. That was their first loss of the year. I believe they finished 29-1 because they won their first round game. It's either 29-1 or 30-1. I can't remember if they played two matches that day, but that was their only loss of the year. And I talked to Coach Skylar King a little bit. I'm like, listen, there is nothing to be disappointed about. They won a state championship. They lost in the semifinals of the overall state championship, which they take the I know they at least take the state champions, but I also believe they take the state runner-ups as well in doubles and singles and have them play against each other in a tournament-style format like that, and they come up with an overall state champion. I don't personally like it because, you know, a lot of teams, you could end on a high note like that. You could end with a win, but in this format, only one team is going to come out, or one group of people is going to come out a winner at the end of a season. But either way, a lot of great things to be proud of for those guys. 5A East Conference champions. They won Class 5A in boys. They were state doubles champion. Shout out to them. They're awesome. We got a lot of great pieces to come back. Listen to last week's episode as we had Pearson Finley and Coach Skylar King on to talk about the tennis season and just what the future holds for them and that path. That was a fun episode to record. I really enjoyed that one. And we're only a handful of days away, just under 3 weeks away from Bomber basketball, wrestling, and swim season from starting. The Bomber tip-off is going to take place on November the 9th. If you happen to be an alumni listening to that, you want to come back and play, you know, shoot me a message on Facebook, any social media, we'll get you on the list and get you going there. It's going to be a fun day. We're going to introduce all of our teams, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade boys and girls, in addition to our two varsity teams. A lot of high hopes for those teams this year. A lot of high goals and expectations set on by themselves with that. So that's going to be a fun event. Still got a lot of Bomber football to play for. A lot of seeding to come up. The Bomber boys, they can finish anywhere from 3rd through 6th in this conference. And, if a few crazy things happen, they could even finish 2nd. So they're going to head to Lake Hamilton. That's essentially a big seeding game for them. That's a very big game. If they come up victorious in that one, that solidifies more than likely a spot for them in the state playoffs to host a game, which has not happened in at least 14 or 15 years, I believe. I would have to go look it up. I don't know that number offhand. I remember it was Watson Chapel, and we lost that game. But it's going to be a lot of great things coming on, or a lot of things going on here in the next couple weeks. Lady Bomber Volleyball has made the state tournament. They're going to be the 4th seed. That game's going to be at 1 o'clock on Tuesday from Van Buren. I believe it's going to be in their freshman center. There's a slight chance that could change, but it's going to be from their freshman center if the bracket is correct. You can catch that on the Bomber Sports Network as well. That's another great team. All 8 of the Lady Bombers' losses this season have been to just really good teams, teams that could go make a run or win the state title. So Coach Jill Davis thinks her team is battle-tested. They got as good a shot as anyone to go make some noise in that state tournament next week, and you can catch their entire tournament run up to the state finals on the Bomber Sports Network as well. Going to take a short little break. We'll have Jennifer Drury and Olivia McCoy in the studio here in just a moment. This is the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year.
At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart. protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here on the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7, kickoff for the Bombers versus Lake Hamilton's just coming up shortly. In the meantime, we're joined by Bomber Bell head coach Jennifer Drury and one of her great dancers, Olivia McCoy. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Doing good.
Just doing good? You're fresh out of a wrestling practice.
Yes,
right, we'll
am.
Talk about that in a little bit. So, our Bomber Bells, where will people normally see them, for those that may not know?
Well, we're always on the sidelines right next to cheer, and we're there to help support them and to be school spirit support, and we perform at every halftime.
Of home games.
Of home games, yeah. Yes.
Now, do you guys ever go to any state things or playoffs? Or you guys went to Harrison.
We did go to Harrison. We go to Harrison every year.
Yeah.
Short trip, so we get to go to that one.
It's our one short trip. We were just talking about that, how we're just so far away from everyone.
Yeah. So, we go when our band goes.
Okay, yeah. And that, we just brought the whole party over there, didn't we?
That's right.
So, you guys had your first competition in Alma. People might not know this, but you guys, you normally just don't have performances at halftime of games. You go to other competitions.
Correct.
So, you went to Alma. You finished in second place out of how many teams?
There were a total of four teams there, including the state winner from last year and the runner-up.
So, it's normally Alma. They're pretty good. Was Alma there?
We now compete in game day, but Alma does compete in the performance, traditional performance routines, but we now compete in what's called game day, which is your fight song, band chant, and then a halftime routine would look like.
Okay, and what they compete in, that's more like they're actually putting together a routine
Full routines, yeah. Yes. Yep.
Okay, and every time I go to Alma, that's the first thing I see when you walk in. You see the national championship banners in there, and I just think, gosh. And they're, I don't know if you've ever seen it in there. Have you been in their gym? Well, you were in their gym.
Yes.
They have a full dance studio in there. It's nuts.
They sure do.
It's the only place I've ever seen with that in the state of Arkansas.
They have a full dance program that starts in the sixth grade.
Gosh. When do the Bomber Bells start? It started in seventh grade this year, didn't it?
We have a junior high team, so tryouts are for seventh grade at the end of each school year. This is our eighth year of a junior high team, and we've had the Bomber Bells, or at least the high school team, has been around since the 70s. But our junior high team was just recently started in the last 8 years.
And that helps.
Yes.
Because you're teaching them all the same things.
Yes.
So who coaches your junior high? That's Kathy Beckham.
Kathy Beckham, yes. And I both coach them. She mainly, strictly fixes with them.
That's okay. We'll get the words out. It's fine. Now Kathy, it seems like she's coached like every sport the school's offered. She's coached soccer, volleyball. If it's been a sport here, or at least a girl's sport, she's probably helped at some point.
Absolutely. She's a fantastic coach.
Her first year was my first. I was in eighth grade, I think, was her first year.
Okay.
She's great. It was amazing. Even though she didn't know a lot of stuff about dance, it was just good.
She learned.
Yeah. It was really great. And they work well together. Always have a team spirit.
When I talk to both of them, it's like they're exact copies, almost.
Yeah.
That's why you couldn't get her on here.
No, I asked her. She said, "Oh, that's funny, Dylan. Oh, that's real funny."
Yeah.
So that's the response I get. Well, I love her to death. So you had Alma. How many competitions do you guys have?
We usually do 3 to 4 because we have state in November, and we try to do 2 before we go to state.
Okay. So, it's not like baseball or basketball or anything. You don't go through like a conference season. You're just competing, and then does everyone go to state?
Everybody who registers as competitive.
Okay. So that could be any school?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So, out of how many teams normally go to your state competition?
In our game day, we have 12 to 13, and then the performance for 5A, there's about the same number there.
Now, you guys won a state championship last year, correct? Or not a state. What did you guys win? It was over in Brooklyn, I believe. That was a big competition.
We did win the first overall for game day last year at Brooklyn.
Okay, that's what it was. Because
yes.
I remember seeing that. I think you put it on Facebook, and it was everywhere. That's big.
It was very big, yes. We were very excited about that one.
So you said you go to Morrilton, and then there's one more, and then you go to state.
We go to Morrilton next Saturday, and then state's November 16th back at Alma.
Okay. So, I'll ask Olivia this. How do you prepare, because it's obviously going to be probably different than how a football player prepares. How does a dancer prepare for a football game? Like, let's say you got a home game this week. What happens that day?
I feel like it's a lot of, like, you have to have, like, team spirit. And we have a lot of great kids on the dance team. Everyone's great. And it's just being around that kind of people just makes you excited for a game. So it's almost like you don't even have to prepare. It's, like, it's just there. Mm-hmm. It's the spirit. And you know the chants. You know the dances. And it's, like, we practice so much. And I feel like sometimes it doesn't get recognized as much because we're the spirit squad and we're there to cheer on the football players. But we practice so that we can look good for everyone there and perform.
I'm always impressed. I always tell her this, and she just thinks I'm just joking. I'm like, gosh, that was a great performance. She's like, oh, well, we messed this, and this up. We got to clean this up. And I'm like, I didn't see that. But that, now, does Coach Drury hold you guys to a really high standard like that, where there might be something you might be off by half of an inch, but nobody else will see it, but she'll see it?
But it's good to hold somebody to a high standard. It makes us better. And I can really tell we've gotten so much better throughout the years. I think we have a really good chance at state this year. We were so close to the state runner-up at our last competition. I just think, and we have such a good group of girls, and everyone's just, we're always so positive, and it's just fun to be at practice, and I feel like that's what it's about.
So how often do you guys practice? Like, how long? I know it's every day, but how long do you guys practice every day?
Well, we have a dance during the school day, so we have a block, and then our after-school practice is on Mondays for 3 hours there, and then the week of competitions, we practice every day, but we start learning the material in August.
Wow. That's a lot of time to put in. So it goes like any other sport. You have to prepare your game plan or your routine, so to speak, and then you have to install it and practice it over and over until it's right.
Yes, we do.
So were you in the Bobber Bells in high school?
I was.
How was that? Is it night and day what it is now?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's changed so much in the many years.
So what was that like back whenever you were in high school? You know, in the early 2000s, obviously.
Yeah, we'll go with that. we were really a drill team, so it was much more like drill specific, which is very sharp hands, sharp arm motions. We marched onto the field. We marched off. We had the huge pom-poms. There were no such thing as dance shoes. We all wore, you know, kids tennis shoes. Was our outfit. Yeah. And then I went on and danced in college, and it started to evolve.
Arkansas State?
Henderson State University. Yeah.
Go Reddies.
Dance there. Yeah. Yeah. Go Reddies.
So, and just an aside there, where did you dance at any of the Battle of the Ravine games?
Absolutely.
Back in the day? So that's a fun, as just off topic here, that's one of the biggest football rivalries in the country.
Yes,
and
it is.
And the schools are literally separated by highway.
Yes, by a highway.
And that's a fun experience, because I don't know if they did it back then, but now if it's at Henderson State, Wachita will get dressed in their locker room at Wachita. They'll shut down the highway and walk over.
They still, yep.
So they did that back then.
They have done that for however many years they've been playing each other, for 50 years probably.
That's just crazy to think about.
Yeah. It's really a neat feeling.
So then you got your teacher's license, and you've been teaching, is this?
This is year 16.
Okay, I thought it was around 15 is what I thought.
Yep.
So you've bounced a couple buildings around, haven't you?
Pinkston and high school.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And you took over the dance team?
I took it over my third year of teaching.
Okay, so about 2014?
13, 14, I think was my first
year. Yeah,
because
it wasn't when
13.
I was in high school.
I think it was 12, 13 was
I think
my
it was like,
year.
I know it was after when I graduated in 13, but so tell me how that's grown since you took over.
The 12, 13 year, I had 7 girls on the team. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, I approached Coach Wood at the time, that was AD, and asked her if I could include junior high and just do an 8-12 program. And so we did that for several years. And then we got big enough that I could break it into a junior high team and a high school team separately.
So how many girls do you have, 7 through 12? Or 8 through 12, I guess.
8 through 12 total. We're around 32 to 35 girls each year.
That's a lot of girls.
It is.
So do you keep tabs on your junior high as well when they're out performing?
Absolutely. I'm there at every game alongside Coach Beckham.
Coach Beckham's gotten rolling.
Yes, she does. It's very nice because I did this solo for 5 years.
That's hard. It's hard to do anything solo around here. Yep. Coach any sport, anything from football to bowling to dance to basketball and everything in between. That's difficult by yourself. So I want to ask Olivia this. When we hear multi-sport athlete in girls, you know, I don't want to say traditional ones, the ones we hear about the most, you know, you might have a volleyball kid that plays softball as well, or a basketball kid that plays soccer, or a girl in golf that does basketball. I don't think I've heard of a dancer that's also in wrestling. Those are the only two sports you play, correct?
And track.
And track. That's a that's an interesting trio.
Yeah.
So I just as an aside, I want to ask, how did you get roped into wrestling, and how did that idea pop into your head?
It's a pretty funny story, I think. My brother, he wrestled all through high school, and it was his junior year, and I was in eighth grade, and I was sitting down in like the lobby of the gym, and Coach David Martin walked down, and he asked me if I wanted to come and work out with them, and I was like, oh, sure, and I was just doing my homework down there, and I guess somehow or another, I ended up being a manager, but I wasn't really a manager. I would work out with them and practice with them, and I filmed every tournament, went to every tournament, and this was the same year that I started dance. So it was like, it was strange because I would talk to people and some people knew me as a dancer and some people knew me as a wrestler. And that's just how it was. And then it just progressed. Once I got on ninth grade year, I was ready to go.
Same thing with track. You just kind of started it in seventh or eighth grade when they start track?
Track, I think I started in sixth grade, I think is when they start.
That's right.
I started the first year that they
now,
had it.
Now, what do you do in track again?
Pole vault.
That's right.
And I run, so.
That's an interesting one, too, pole vault. You gotta be a different kind of person to, you know, want to put your life in the hands of this big stick, pretty much. So how did you learn that you were decent at that or that you wanted to do pole vaulting?
I did gymnastics for 8 years, so I just kind of thought that it might be something I would be good at, and I tried it one time, and oh my gosh, it was Coach Bishop. Mm-hmm. He kind of like got me dedicated to it, I guess. He kind of was like, oh, you're good at this. And that's just what I went with because he said I was good at it. So
are you the only member of the Bomber Bells that's also in wrestling? Actually, there's a few more, aren't there?
We have a lot now. We have Ellie Miller is our other one on the high school team.
Okay.
We have a few junior high girls as well.
So are those the first two that you've coached that are in dance and wrestling?
Well, I also had Laurel Chafin was a wrestler, too.
That's right. And she won a state championship.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot about her. Yeah, we just had her brother on last week. So that's a good segue into this week. So when you were on the Bomber Bells back in school, did you ever think that, you know, dance and wrestling could be two sports that go hand in hand almost?
No, not at all. Well, also because wrestling wasn't around when I was in high school.
It was like around, it was 04, 05, I think, because I remember Bob Recknwald at his speech, he said Coach Wood approached him to help them start it. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was like 05 or 06, so yeah.
We've had a lot of track girls, and I ran track as well, and that takes some of that flexibility as well, that with dancing and track does the same thing, so... we have a lot that do multiple sports. We have a lot that do multiple events as far as like other extracurriculars
That's one thing I've noticed here is we have a lot of, I would almost guess about 80% of our kids that are in an interscholastic activity in a sport also play another sport.
Yes.
And that's good.
Yes.
So what percentage of your kids play a second sport, would you say? Just offhand. It doesn't need to be exact.
It would have to be almost like everyone.
I would venture to say at least as far as another sport, organized sport, I have at least probably 50%.
I mean, that's still pretty high.
Yeah.
Now, a good thing with a lot of our coaches is they tell them, like, go try other sports, get away from me for a couple months. I mean, do you encourage your kids to do that as well? Say, hey, get away from me for a couple months.
We work really well together as far as the communication. If they have wrestling practice, then they don't have to do the conditioning part for dance or vice versa. And the coaches and I, we all talk regularly together. So we open that communication up, which makes everything flow smoothly.
Yes. So we got the best coaches to work with here at Mountain
Home. That's right.
We really do. And I think it's so important to be well-versed. Like, when it comes to, if you're just going to do dance, that's good. But, I mean, open yourself up. You might like something new. I mean, I honestly never thought I would like dance as much as I did. I always felt like I was kind of a wrestler. It's just in my blood. But, I mean, dance has just been so amazing. It's done so much for me. And I've gotten so many friends from it. And I just think it's important to open yourself up to more opportunities.
I wish I could just put that on a billboard, honestly, what she just said. Because that's the one thing that I'm thankful my mom did that. She basically threw me into as many sports as possible and said, listen, just try it. If you don't like it, we don't have to do it again. So I kind of stuck with, you know, baseball, basketball, bowling, stuff like that. But that was one thing that I'm thankful my mom did was throw me in as many different things. Let me try as many things as possible. And if you don't like it, it's okay. Right. But you at least tried it. Is that kind of what you did, too? It's like, yeah, if I hate it, I don't have to do it.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for my parents because they really got me into it at a young age. They were like, you need to try new things. You need to be involved. Like, because I'm an NHS and student council. I do other things in the school other than just sports and everything like that. And it's just, it really opened me up to a new group of people. I feel like I have a lot more friends than I do not.
Well, you're very friendly. I think you have a lot of friends. So, you said you're also an NHS, and yes. What else are you outside of track, wrestling, and dance?
Student council. I'm an art club.
Okay.
That's about
to made account.
Yeah.
So your wrestling season's around the corner. How's that going for you so far? Because I know you just got out of practice.
Oh yeah, I'm really excited. It's just it has a special place in my heart, and it's been difficult. We've switched around a lot with coaching and just the way that we do things now. Mm-hmm. But you always have the same good group of people, and even though it changes throughout the years, we always get good girls up there. It doesn't matter who it is, and it's just it's nice to see people get motivated. You get people come up there and they're just like, oh, I'm just here because Coach Martin told me that he needed me for a weight class. And then it's like they just get to see their love grow for the sport. And it's just so amazing. And it's really good now to be like, I guess, sort of juniority. And
juniority.
Yes. And just see these girls grow and get to, like, I guess, be an influence for them. I'm really excited this year for state, hoping for state championship. This year.
That will be fun. And that's after Christmas, is it not? Or is it before?
It's supposed to be March this year.
Okay. So that's after basketball season even.
Yeah.
So what's your, of the two sports that you dance at, what's your favorite sport? We'll put you on the spot here. There's football. You just football and basketball, correct?
Correct.
I think I would say I enjoy football more, but it's just because I'm there all the time. Yeah. Basketball, I'm always gone for wrestling. So it's, I have a clear favorite. And I enjoy being on the field. Friday Night Lights.
There's nothing beat those Friday Night Lights, is there?
That's right. Yeah, and it is something special when those stands are packed.
Yeah. And they've been packed. Our football teams are all.
And it's just so fantastic. As a longtime Bomber fan, like, that is the best thing in the world.
That's what I've said, is this is a community that's been hungry for a really, really good football team. You know, we've had years where we've been really good, but I think this last couple years we've been as good as hardly anybody in the state.
Yes, and I absolutely think they got really excited when we beat Harrison. Like, that was where it kind of flipped.
Yes,
last year.
Boy, that's always a great.
That was a zoo last year. The two games I always talk to people about lately are the basketball and the football games here last year. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen that many people in the gym.
Yeah,
like there were people I did not even know or hadn't seen in years that came to that and came to the football game.
Yep.
I was like,
nothing like a good old rivalry.
Yeah, something like that. So the Bomber Bells, they perform every Friday night football game, every Bomber home game. You have any fundraising opportunities coming up, or you've done your fundraisers, or any other outside exciting events outside of dancing coming up?
We've already completed our fundraisers. The next thing on our plate is tryouts, because it never ends. As soon as basketball season ends, we turn right around and start working on our tryouts for the next season.
Just a big old circle.
Year-round sport.
And it's great to see that become a year-round sport instead of just, you know, it's just 4 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to see that grow and all of our sports grow. So I'm going to put you two on the spot real quick. I didn't tell you I was going to do this.
Oh, no.
So the Bombers play Lake Hamilton tonight. I need a score prediction. Ms. Drury, what's the score prediction for tonight? Hopefully, I hope that you're going to pick the Bombers tonight.
Well, of course. Blue and gold. Of course I'm going to pick the Bombers.
You have a score prediction, though?
Oh, gosh. I don't have a score prediction.
Do you think there's a – you just think they're going to win?
I just think they're going to win.
Okay. I think so, too. I think they're going to win every game. Olivia, I mean, do you kind of think the same thing?
You know, I think we're going to win. I'm pretty sure we're going to win. I always believe that we're going to win. You never really know, but.
That's a good
mentality.
We're going
to be one touchdown more than Lake Hamilton.
Yeah.
Hey, 1 point or 30 points, baby. It's all the same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's like they all look the same in the newspaper. I want to appreciate you guys for just doing this. Of course, you were hesitant just to come by yourself, and you're like, I'll bring one of my kids. And then the next day I said, oh, yeah, Olivia will talk a lot of the time.
Well, they impress me all the time, and I'm so very proud of them. And it's nice to, like, showcase the girls.
Oh, absolutely. Got to showcase our kids, showcase our people. Yeah. We're going to take a short little break. We will have a preview of tonight's game, Lake Hamilton versus Mountain Home, in just a moment here on the Bomber Buzz.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Back here on the Bomber Buzz, man, that was a fun interview with Coach Jennifer Drury and Olivia McCoy. Funny story, we covered it in there. I asked her just kind of as a fill-in a couple weeks ago. We had Wyatt Gilbert on, ended up getting him, but she said, yeah, I just need a little time to prepare. I said, let me bring a kid with. And she brought Olivia McCoy with, and they could not have done a better job in that interview. That was great. A lot of great interviews lined up here in the next couple weeks, coaches, players as well. But that was just a fun one. So be sure to keep an eye on our Bomber Bells on the sideline or courtside this year, or even in their competitions. You can catch their competition schedule at mhbombersports.com. Go to the dance tab. You can have their schedule, and you can even see their roster if you're wondering who some of these girls are. So that's a fun new tool that we have, and I believe some of their dance competitions are streamed, and if they are, we'll have that link for you as well at mhbombersports.com. But we have a Bomber football game coming up here tonight. The Mountain Home Bombers come into this one 6-1 as they will take on the Lake Hamilton Wolves. The Bombers have not beaten the Lake Hamilton Wolves since moving into this conference, so this will be a big test. And just from what I see right now, just looks like it's going to be a game for third place because Greenwood's kind of pulling away from everyone. Shiloh's in that second spot. Of course, Mountain Home, Shiloh, and Lake Hamilton all tied at 3-1. So something crazy could happen, but that's just kind of how I see it right now with Mountain Home losing to Shiloh. A lot of crazy scores in the last couple weeks. Southside is 0-4. That's a big surprise when we saw Fort Smith Southside the first conference game of the year. We're like, whoa, these guys are really good. We played really good, and we, I don't want to say snuck by them. It was a two-score game, but it was a big time test on the road over there. So that's kind of a surprise. And conference standings, Greenwood's 4-0, us, Shiloh Christian, Lake Hamilton all 3-1. So whoever wins tonight will essentially move into third place. Have to see how Shiloh does tonight. Van Buren's 2-2. That's a big game next week. That's senior night. And then Russellville's 1-3. And then Southside and Siloam Springs both 0-4 so far in the 6A Western Conference. So that's the lay of the land, essentially, in conference play. As the games this week, they're going to be some decent games. As playing on Thursday were Greenwood and Van Buren. But the other games going on tonight, Shiloh is at Siloam Springs. I would have to imagine Shiloh will come out victorious in that one. Then Southside is at Russellville, so that'll be a fun game. That's still that's a fight for sixth position. That's the last playoff spot in the West. They'll take the top six. But in regards to our game tonight, you know, Lake Hamilton, they're traditionally run heavy. You know, a lot of wing tee stuff, a lot of, you know, try to just run you over, just those road graders up front. I remember the first year we were in their conference about 4 years ago, they ended up going to the state finals and playing Greenwood. And it was because of their big, gigantic, skilled offensive line. And I would say now our offensive line is as good as I've ever seen it here. We have a really good, stout, experienced offensive line that they don't get the love that they necessarily, you know, they don't get a lot of love, basically. You know, you see the guys like Jacob Chenoweth, Barrett Miller, Brantley Phillips, all those guys, you know, just setting all kinds of rushing records, big rushing numbers. But that starts up front. That starts in the trenches with those guys. So shout out to all those guys. Clearing a path, making it a whole lot easier for our running backs. But it'll be a good game. I think whoever gets the lead in that game, it will be difficult for the other one to chase back into that one. If whoever has a lead late in the game, it may be, you know, if we get a lead on Lake Hamilton, their offense, it's kind of like what Harding saw with Wachita Baptist last week. If Harding's got to chase you, you know, they might have just a little bit of difficulty. Of course, Wachita's really good as well, but I just see that with Lake Hamilton. You know, that could be, you want to just take care of business over there, hope to see a lot of people over there in that visitor section of bleachers. But our Bomber fans have traveled well this year. They travel good in every sport because we have to travel in every sport. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Bomber Buzz with Jennifer Drury and Olivia McCoy. Really appreciate them for the time this afternoon. And as always, Bomber Nation, paint it blue and gold, and go Bombers!